Humans have had a mixed relationship with bats over the centuries. People tend to dislike or fear them, but bats may gain more fans in Michigan this summer because of their phenomenal mosquito-eating capacity. WKAR's Melissa Benmark spoke with a man in the business of attracting bats to backyards. His name is Phil Brodak, and he's the proprietor of BatsBirdsYard.com, based in southeast Michigan.
Well, bats are the only mammal that flies, number one. So they are very interesting in this fact alone. And bats are very friendly to the environment for the mosquitoes and insects that they eat on an everyday basis.
Were you interested in bats as a kid?
Well, not as a kid, but I've been building bat houses for probably 20 years. I slacked off for a while and then started back up building bat houses because they're just a fascinating creature to watch them play around in the evening.
And now you sell bat houses online. How did you get into the business of actually selling bat houses?
Well, I did some research here about 4 or 5 years ago trying to get some additional information on bats and started looking at different websites, and I really didn't like the concept that most of the bat house builders were using. So we went to BCI, Bat Conservation International, and they have a program there that is guidelines for building bat houses that have meet a certain criteria of theirs. So what I did is took their basic guidelines and I beefed them up and enhanced our bat houses. And this is what got me into building bat houses as a quote-unquote hobby profession.
What was it about your bat houses that is different and better than the designs that you had previously seen?
Two of the major things are that we have a metal roof on all of our bat houses that does not allow predators to perch on top of the bat house. And the same way with the backside of the bat house. It's a metal rear panel with wood laminated to it. And this gives it longevity. And it's not made out of plywood like most of the bat houses are.
I guess I'm surprised to hear you say about bat predators. What kind of predators do they face?
Raccoons that will climb up a tree, try to get a hold of the pups. Snakes that, and these are different parts of the country now, keep in mind, not just Michigan here, but raccoons are one of the notorious ones for climbing up a tree and trying to get in there and get the pups out of the interior of the bat house.
I suppose when they're young, they can't move as quickly as they do when they're adults, so they might not have a way to get away.
That's correct.
What are the benefits you feel of attracting bats to your yard?
Well, bats will eat anywhere from 800 to 1,000 mosquitoes an hour, or three times their body weight. So that is the main reason that you want to continue to have bats in the area that you live. Not all bats eat mosquitoes, but the little brown bats here in Michigan do eat mosquitoes.
And I'm wondering if you've had an uptick in people calling and expressing interest because we've had such a bumper crop of mosquitoes this year.
Well, we haven't had calls as such, but our sales have increased this year over last year. So that's an indication to me that people are aware of the mosquito issue that is across the country. And I think this is the reason for the increase in sales.
I know this sounds kind of funny, but I have actually had people ask me, okay, you put a bat house up in your yard, how do the bats know that it's supposed to be for them?
Well, in all honesty, they don't. There's no magic way of attracting the bats to a bat house. proper installation, the way the bat house faces, the criteria of how it's built. These are issues that have to be addressed with the hopes that the bats will come and reside in the house itself.
So it's really, in big part, a matter of location and how it's put up. What's the best location for a bat house?
When you put a bat house up, you want to keep it at least 12 feet up off the ground, if not higher. 15, 16, 17 feet is great. You want to face the bat house to the south, so it gets a good 6 to 8 hours of sun here in the Michigan area and the eastern states. And you want to paint it a dark color or stain it a dark color with a water-based latex paint. You do not want to use an oil base.
Because presumably that'll stink them right out of there, right?
Well, no, it's a toxic product to them, the oil base. So you don't want to use an oil base. You definitely want to use a water-based product. You want to paint it or stain it a dark color, being a black or a brown, dark greens, dark reds, or tones of red are acceptable also.
Just something that will absorb the sunlight and keep it warm?
That is correct. And those vary throughout the country. We have what we call a heat index map on our website that has four different locations in regards to the high temperatures in mid-July of the year, where you want to paint your bat house according to the temperatures, either being a dark color or down to even a very light color, such as a white or a tan, in your extreme heat areas throughout the country.
Yeah, I wondered if there was kind of a maximum, you know, if it's a hotter place that you don't want the bats to be too warm.
Well, that's just it. They won't reside in an area where it's too hot for them.
Do you have a bat-friendly yard? Do you know if you have any resident bats?
Yes, we do. We have, right at the present time, several bat houses up. They have not taken up residency in them yet. But in some cases, you put a bat house up, it may take 2-3 years or longer for the bats to actually take up residency in the bat house. You do not want to get discouraged just because you don't see a bat 2 weeks after you put a bat house up.
Right. Do they return year after year then once they've taken up?
Yes, they do. They come back just like your hummingbirds. They come back to the same location year after year.
Well, Phil Brodack, it's a pleasure speaking with you, and good luck with the bat house business.
Well, same here. Thank you very much for calling.
For Current State, I'm Melissa Benmark.